Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, thanks, Greg. Thanks a lot. London Speak, can we turn the aircon up on high, please? I'm really hot. Sorry, just danced with Enrique Iglesias. How's your Thursday going? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Dave Atchell-Coy.
Dave Atchell-Coy?
Yep.
All right, Dave, what's occurring?
Well, was on the phone earlier on, selling carpet and underlay like we do on the internet. Bit different, we know.
Yeah.
And I was actually speaking to a customer like I was a pilot.
How are you doing that on the internet, please?
Well, we sell carpet on the internet and underlay, see, for carpets.
Yeah, but how did you talk like a pilot on the internet?
Well, she was asking me specifically about underfloor heating, so I actually got in the, yes, well, the underlay was designed for underlays and heat less than 54 degrees, and she really bought it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Didn't even notice.
She didn't. No, just carried on. A few calls later, kept on going, and then even best thing was, as I was taking her credit card details, I was speaking to a properly pilot.
You're quite pleased with yourself, aren't you?
I am absolutely through the roof.
Loads of people are talking like a pilot now.
Well, of course they will.
Yeah.
Next actual phase, gotta be.
It's good to speak to you.
You do.
Bye, Dave Atchell.
High five.
Give me a high five.
2 seconds.
Kirsty's been on. She's one of the 15 bands who are playing along the route of the Great North Run on Sunday, which I'm doing, and she's going to be at the 10-mile point by South Tyneside Hospital with her samba drumming band and want to know if me and Greg have got any requests. Can we have some Enrique Iglesias, please? Anyone will be fine. Okay, let's get Dear Scott on the go then. This is the contents of your emails from the last 7 days, read out by a posh lady off of Radio 4. Let's go!
Dear Scott, a colleague and I spotted a double rainbow today. He said the line, "What does it mean?" and made a melodramatic crying sound.
Yes, this is because, you must have seen this by now on the internet, the man in America, you seen this video? Who saw a double rainbow, we've played this before.
Double rainbow, oh my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man.
Whoa, he loves it, dude.
Oh my God, it's full on. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. God. Oh my God.
Gets quite emotional. And then that was turned into a song.
What does this mean? It started even looked like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow, man. Ah! Double rainbow on the way across the sky. Yeah, yeah. So intense. Double rainbow on the way across the sky.
Etc.
I explained that the reason you get double rainbows is to do with the refractive qualities of various size rain droplets. Rainfall is not a uniform event. There are several different factors that dictate the size of a single raindrop. On occasion, there are circumstances that create different sized raindrops at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Something as insignificant as a single degree temperature variation can adversely affect the surface tension and other fluid dynamic characteristics, thus creating different-sized raindrops.
Okay, this is just a double rainbow scene.
As sunlight is refracted through these different-sized raindrops, the size of the rainbow projected also differs. This is why, on occasions, there can be two or more rainbows.
Yeah.
I hope this helps explain the what-does-it-mean issue. All the best, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. Now, just imagine if you, Robert, were there with that bloke when he saw the double rainbow.
What does this mean?
Rainfall is not a uniform event. There are several different factors that dictate the size of a single raindrop. On occasion, there are circumstances that create different-sized raindrops at the same time. Something as insignificant as a single degree temperature variation can adversely affect the surface tension and other fluid dynamic characteristics, thus creating different-sized raindrops.
There we are, there's your answer. What does it mean? Thanks for that, Rob. Next email.
Hi, Super Scott. I've posted this link to your Facebook page already, but got to make sure you see it.
Oh, OK. What is it, please?
This song, I think, could make even the coldest of hearts warm, pink and fluffy. Karen Thomas.
Thanks for this, Karen. I love it when you send me stuff. This is a song that will warm your heart. It's Will I Am and Elmo and the other Sesame Street Muppets with this. Check it.
If what I am is what's in me, then I'll stay strong, that's who I'll be. And I will always be the best me that I can be. There's only one me, I admit. Have a dream, I'll follow it. It's up to me to try. Oh, I'ma keep my head up high. Keep on reaching high. Never gonna quit, I'll keep getting stronger.
I love that. That's Will I Am and Elmo and Muppets. And if you want to see Will I Am performing with Muppets, not the Black Eyed Peas, we'll put it online. We'll put it on the blog later on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We'll speak to Unlucky Gary in a bit about his plans to get luckier. Now, do you remember yesterday we were talking about this brilliant show, Traffic Cops, which I think might be my new favourite. It's one of those fly-on-the-wall police shows, which normally I find a little bit boring. But this one, it's about the cops in Swansea. And this one's good because everyone has a funny name.
With no sign of him, Buster's convinced the man has sneaked back into the house where he was first seen. Algie and a bobby called Ferret are already here.
Ferret went through the window. Obviously, we couldn't get through the front door. And the lads, Ferret and Chin.
Algie's beaten Stan and Kelly to the stolen Fiesta.
The vehicle is now coming towards me, 2-0, 20 miles per hour.
So Algie is following at a safe distance. It's not Mark Jones after all, but someone else Stan knows well, called Plodge.
What's happening, Splodge?
It's Plodge. Stan, for some unknown reason, calls him Splodge. Told him, I said, Stan, his name is Plodge.
Plodge is not the sharpest tool in the box. The car he nicked still has its steering lock on, which explains why he was going so slowly.
Love it. Love me some Traffic Cops, I do. We've got some exciting news just in. We have just found out, not long ago, that they... I'm not sure the police in Swansea know yet. Can we say this? It's fine. They will now. News is, the makers of CSI want to make a version of the show in Swansea using the real police. So you'll have Las Vegas, you've got Miami, you've got New York, and now CSI Swansea. How brilliant is that? You're going to watch that, aren't you? And I've just found the trailer.
The body's cold.
The vans are right off.
She didn't have insurance.
The case is hot.
We went straight through the red light.
From producer Jerry Bruckheimer of Armageddon and Con Air comes the gritty new primetime series on CBS. CSI.
Show me a pain in the neck. Can we go through the house and climb over the wall?
Crime scene investigation.
He wasn't opening the door for us.
A team of forensic experts.
The easiest way would be through the front door. Tried to kick it and nearly broken my foot.
Bring crimes back to life.
Quite surprisingly, it was having no impact on the lock.
In the city of
Swansea,
between the high rollers and the low lifes.
The vehicle is now coming towards me, 2-0, 20 miles per hour.
Between the hidden clues.
I'm now behind the vehicle, speed 2-0, 20 miles an hour. Nothing else on the road at the moment.
And the buried motives.
What's happening, Splodge?
Lies the trail to the truth.
It's Plodge. Stan, for some unknown reason, calls him Splodge. Told him, I said, Stan, his name is Plodge.
CSI.
Swansea.
I can't wait. Oh no, Ellie off of Saffron Warden's been on. You focusing on the breathing in songs, it's all I can think about now. There's quite a lot of them in Bruno Mars as well. Just the way you are, it's BBC Radio 1 with Scott. Okay, we've got some more Dear Scots coming up with the Posh Radio 4 lady. Ali off of Bickley's been on saying, where's Becky? She's got that big face again. Do pass on my best. No, she's just on a well-deserved break. She's back on Monday. Now, he is the world's unluckiest person. He's also one of my mates. Unlucky Gary. Remember him? He was the one that went to be in the audience in CD UK, but just before he went into the studio, a bird pooed on him. Then there was the time where the drunk tramp fell on him and wrestled him to the ground. And Then there was a time where his mum cut his hair and the clipper thing came off and made him completely bald at the back. Just bad stuff happens to Gary, but that might be about to change. Hello, unlucky Gary.
Hi there.
You right?
Yeah, good, you?
Yes, I'm good. So, tell everyone your big news.
Yeah, I'm looking to change my surname.
Uh-huh.
By deed poll.
What's your surname at the moment?
Bint.
Sorry. Not been happy with it for years, have you?
No, it's like I get doctor surgeries and stuff, and you have to say your name or they call it out, I'd get embarrassed, or like in group meetings, things when you have to introduce yourself, people would always snigger or something, so I'm looking to change it now, really.
So you say, I'm Gary Bint.
Yeah.
Everyone laughs.
Usually, yeah. Or
do they?
Snigger or something. Yeah, usually.
When was the last time that happened?
At work, when I did, like, when you have to stand up and introduce yourself to everyone, say, hi, I'm Gary Bint. A few girls sniggered, so. Mm.
Do you think if you change your name, then, like, the rest of your luck will change?
Yeah, possibly. It could be what it's all down to, maybe.
Okay, so what are the options so far?
Well, yesterday I got a bit obsessed with thinking of new names, and I was on the bus home from King's Cross, and I was going across, like, the Thames, and everything I saw I was associating with a surname.
Gary Thames?
Like, yeah, I'd go over the bridge and I'd see the Thames and think Gary Thames, or then I'd start to go past, like, Subway and think Gary Subway, or, like, Costa Coffee and think Gary Costa.
Gary Costa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite exotic.
And then, like, I'd go past restaurants and even, like, carpet places. I was, like, thinking Gary Carpet and stuff like that, because I've just got no idea of what to have my last name as. It's really hard to choose.
You can't change it from Gary Bint to Gary Carpet.
I know. Then I was, like, thinking of colours and stuff like that, but it's really hard to think of a surname.
OK, well, I think maybe our listeners could help. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. A few ideas.
You are prepared for the fact that they're not probably going to come up with regular names like Jones, Smith.
No. I've had one already on Twitter. Someone said Gary Baldy, which is a biscuit, I think. Gary Baldy.
No, don't change it to that.
No, definitely not.
Gary Baldy.
I know.
OK, well, people can send you messages on Twitter.
Yes, please.
And they can probably, you know, can text me as well if they want.
OK, cool.
But will you let our listeners actually decide your name, your new name?
Yeah, I could do.
Is that a yes?
It depends what, well, yeah, it depends what it is, but...
No, no, is that a yes or a no?
Okay, yes.
Okay, good. All right, so you, listeners, choose Unlucky Gary's new surname. We're going to get loads.
Yeah.
We will need to work out some kind of terms and conditions for this gal.
Okay.
Otherwise it could go really wrong.
Right.
So, listeners, if you'd like to start sending in names now, you're changing his name and changing his life. All right, I'll let you know what they come up with, gal.
Okay, thank you.
Later, bye.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Thanks very much for all your suggestions for Unlucky Gary. He is listening at the moment. So, Gary, rather than me spend money on texting you, I might as well just tell you on National Radio 1. Gary Unit, I like that. And then he can be G Unit. That's from Zach in Ashford. I'm not sure Unit's a big improvement on Bint. Gary Wiz? G Wiz, that's good. I like that. That's from Anne, driving home on the M27. Nice one, Anne. Right, Grant's been on. Grant's off of Milton Keynes. Thanks for your email. Love it when you send me things like this. He was watching Gordon Ramsay's new show the other night. Seen this? And something I'd never noticed before, Gordon Ramsay can't say the word restaurant, which is a bit of a problem in his job. He says restaurant. Never noticed this before. Until now, Grant. Thank you. Have a guess. Play along at home, or in the car, or on the bus, or on the train, wherever you are. How many times did Gordon Ramsay say restaurant on his new show? Okay, let's find out.
Britain has some of the best restaurants in the world. Best restaurant out there. With my best restaurant team, and I've chosen the best two restaurants. My best restaurant.
My brand new nationwide restaurant competition. Italian restaurants. A truly exceptional restaurant. Top restaurant. If every restaurant.
Your new restaurants.
Dina's restaurant. And I'm putting Sicilian restaurant Manula. Such a wonderful restaurant.
A fantastic Italian restaurant. Now,
I love this restaurant. Two brilliant restaurants.
The restaurant.
Thousands of restaurants. It's Sicilian restaurant. Two brilliant restaurants. Now it's Bristol restaurant.
After I left the restaurant, to your restaurant.
As the chefs leave their restaurant. My three Michelin star restaurant.
Italian restaurants.
Italian restaurants. Italian restaurants. The exceptional restaurants.
In their restaurants.
The Italian restaurants.
Which
restaurant. You guys and your restaurants, it's a nightmare for any restaurant. Both restaurants. Going to be one restaurant. The restaurant.
Indian restaurants, vegetarian restaurant, Indian restaurants, my best restaurant.
I lost count, to be honest. It was over 30, though. So there we are. There's your answer. If anyone actually counted that, then let me know. Thanks. See, that's the only thing you're going to be able to notice now about Gordon Ramsay when you watch his shows. You'll just hear him say restaurant all the time. Now, I don't know why, but for some reason, Gary Spot seems to be the most popular new surname for my friend Unlucky Gary, who wants to change his name by Deedpoll because he doesn't like Gary Bint. So at the moment, that's looking like... well, as it stands at the moment, that's going to be his new name, because he did say he would let you, the Radio 1 listener, decide. We're going to have to work some kind of terms and conditions out here, but... Gary Spot, definitely most popular at the moment. Posh Radio 4's back on with some Dear Scott action. Stuff you've been saying to us this week. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it. Anything you want to say to me, anything you found on the internet that you think's a bit cool, any stories you got, anything at all. Or maybe you want to know stuff. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott in the subject.
I had an antique shop in Blackpool and was once asked by a man if I sold milk. Craig in Paris.
Hi, Craig. This was after last week's Dear Scott, where somebody told us about all the stupid questions they were asked while they were working in their shop in Blackpool. I'm guessing it must just be a Blackpool thing, getting asked stupid questions in shops. Like, in an antique shop, do you sell milk? Anyone else happened to have this happen to them in Blackpool, then let me know. But it is definitely a Blackpool thing by the looks of it. Next.
When your mate Chris goes to Devon, if that is indeed where he's going on his vacation, perhaps he'll see this man. Love you, Genevieve from Langford, Canada.
Thanks, Genevieve. International. Love our international listeners. Thanks for emailing. This is my friend Chris, who, yes, he is going to Devon. This is an article in the Daily Telegraph recently.
A bearded old man who sits on the side of the road between two seaside resorts, waving at every car, has become an internet star. The man, who calls himself Moses Peter, has spent years perched on a chair between Torquay and Paignton in Devon.
Oh, I really want to see him. Is he always there?
Every day he dons beads and a headband and sits on a portable chair on the A3022, waving at passers-by for hours at a time. Motorists have now set up a Facebook site called Strange Old Man Who Sits on a Bench on the Road Between Torquay and Paignton. The site has attracted more than 5,000 followers from around the UK, many of whom have seen him while they were on holiday. Fan Kelly Child said, "It gives me an overwhelming sense of happiness when he waves at me. This man is somehow magical."
It's true. Every town or city does have a slightly weird person, doesn't it? Which I quite like. Every town's got a famous one.
The mystery man has refused to comment on why he does his daily trips to the trunk road or why he waves at all the cars.
I wish I'd known this before, because I was in Torquay just a couple of weeks ago and I would have made the special trip to that A road just to go see him. If you've spotted him, then let me know. Can you let me know exactly where he is, please, just so next time I'm in Devon, I can have a look. Cheers. Next!
Dear Scott and the team, a while ago, you talked about how awkward it is when you have an naughty dream about a friend and have to see them the next day. Well, I recently just got back off a holiday with one of my best friends and their family. About 3 days into the holiday, I woke up and realised I'd had one of those dreams about the friend I was currently sharing a room with.
Oh, no.
I had to spend 4 days trying to block out images of my dream every time I looked at them.
Yeah, this is not good when this happens.
To make it worse, the night before, my friend told me I was talking in my sleep. I'm still not sure whether my friend heard anything from that dream or not. Love, Anonymous. It's too embarrassing to include my real name.
Oh, and you didn't even give me dream details. Right back, Anonymous. Don't have to include your name, I just want to know. Okay. Next!
Hey, Scott. I was recently watching Dragon's Den on the iPlayer and have watched the show for many years. For the first time ever, I've noticed that in the very beginning, when they're introducing the dragons, it goes to Deborah Meaden and, OMG, it looks like she's rolling two bogeys in her hands separately, ready to ping them somewhere. Maybe in the direction of the businessmen.
Now, this is another thing that you don't really notice, but now we watched it earlier today and it does indeed look like she's rolling bogeys in the opening credits on Dragon's Den. And now I've said that, you'll be looking out for it and you will see exactly what I mean. She does.
I thought it was quite funny. Has anyone else noticed this? Ask for me, Scott. Cheers. Gareth in Scotland. Smiley.
Gareth, you're right. I was like, no, she doesn't. And then the one that doesn't speak put it on his computer is like, yes, she does. Anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want to tell me? Any stuff you found on the internet? Anything at all? That's what we're here for. The Posh Radio 4 lady will read it out one Thursday. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Loads of people have seen the guy on the road between Torquay and Paignton. He's there all weathers, apparently. I want to see him. You see, Hereford has Barry, local legend. The bearded man in Guildford and the running man in Blackpool. They have a running backwards man there who just runs in and out of shops backwards.
BBC Radio.
Oh, I'm loving the man in Hastings called Duvet Man who just walks around in a duvet. That's good. We've got Singing Sam in Tunbridge Wells. And we've got Paul who's been on from Hedge End. He likes the man who rides buses in Hedge End, Southampton, dressed as Sherlock Holmes. Good for him. Now, my mate Unlucky Gary doesn't have the best luck, hence the name. Birds poo on him. Tramps fall on him. Pretty much every day something bad happens to Unlucky Gary, but he's trying to change his luck. His surname at the moment is Bint. Hates it. He's hated it for his whole life. So he's going to change it by deed poll. And he was thinking as he was on the bus the other day, oh, what can I change it to? And he's just seeing random shops. So he thought, you know, Gary Costa, Gary Subway, Gary Barclays. But none of them seem to fit. So we kind of put it out there to you to come up with some suggestions. And you really have stepped up on this. So thank you so much. Gary?
Yeah?
Got some names to run by you.
Okay.
Gary Oakey.
Gary Oakey.
No.
No, I'll
figure
that.
Gary Awesome.
Gary Awesome.
Yeah, because then you'd just be Mr. Awesome. That'd be pretty cool.
Mr. G Awesome, that sounds quite good.
Yeah, and then we go down the kind of famous route. Gary Bieber.
No.
Gary Iglesias.
No, too obvious.
How is that obvious?
They'll think I'm obsessed with Enrique Iglesias, won't they? And I look like a stalker fan or something.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Gary Tweedy.
Tweedy's quite good.
Yeah. Gary Spears?
Yeah, I quite like Spears.
You like that?
Yeah, G Spears.
Gary Derulo. Gary Derulo. Luca Heights.
Don't like that.
J-J-J-J-R.
Is Spot still the most common?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you the one I really like.
Go on.
Gary McFly.
Quite like that.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Would you consider changing your name to Gary McFly?
Mr. G McFly. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So if that was that happened to be the most popular one,
yeah,
you'd do that?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, that's good to know. All right, speak to you later.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Okay, this music means the Posh Radio 4 lady is about to speak. It's some more Dear Scott. Thanks for all your emails.
Hi, Scott. Hey. I heard you talking about Pixie Lott breathing loudly in her song. In the Keane track, Somewhere Only We Know, the singer breathes a lot.
Oh, yeah, this is after we played a bit of Turn It Up, the album version by Pixie Lott the other day, and you notice that she does gasp quite a lot in the song, and loads of people are noticing it more on songs now. Here's the Keane track.
I felt the earth beneath my feet, sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing.
Yeah, it's not as much, though, is it, as Pixie? That was a particularly good one. It's true, though, once you hear something on a song or someone points it out for you, that's now all you can hear and it kind of ruins the song for you.
Also on the Green Day song, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. My brother once told me that he says, I walk alone, instead of I walk alone. Now, every time I hear it, I imagine Billy Joe Armstrong walking down a lonely road, spraying on some scented toilet water. Totally ruined the song for me. High five, Holly Smith, Manchester. Love you.
See, now that Holly's pointed that out, you will just always imagine, like, Billy Joe walking along the street smelling of CK1.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk alone.
That's all you'll think of now.
I walk alone, I walk alone.
Psst. Hmm. CK1 still on? I think it is. Next!
Hi, Scott. I'm from Los Angeles and live in Bristol now.
Hello.
My friend worked doing wardrobe on Friends for almost the whole series. She told me Jennifer liked the nut-smuggling look, so she would have to have sheer bras with the nips cut out, so she looked braless. Smiley. Just saying. Your friend Karen. Love you. P.S. This is easily confirmed. Lots of people know. Smiley.
Thanks very much. I love the insider knowledge. More of that, please, on Dear Scott. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, I was an exclusive for you there. She likes the nut-smuggling look. Nips cut out. Print that, newspapers. There's an exclusive for some magazines. This is after we were talking about does Rachel off of Friends wear a bra or not? And someone says she never does. One of those things on TV that you don't notice and then you do and then it's like all you can look at. Next!
Was it Matt Edmondson that boffed Kesha? Stuart off of Glasgow.
No, wasn't Matt Edmondson. I'll never tell you. Probably. Next!
Somebody's beaten you to Talk Like a Pilot Day. Johnnykins.
Oh, apparently. You know I was saying that you should talk like a pilot. Apparently there isn't already a recognised internationally Talk Like a Pilot Day. Which is a bit annoying. Because I thought I'd had that in the bag. I thought that was, like, mine. But we'll find out when it is. We'll jump on that bandwagon. And then on that day, ladies and gentlemen, we will all talk like a pilot. Okay, next.
Hi, Scott. I hear you've just played Any Which Way by the Scissor Sisters. Sounds like Anna is after you. Why don't you get in touch with her?
What? Anna, you mean? Anna Montronic?
It must be you she's looking for when she says she's looking for a man, the right shade of bottle tan, who smells of cocoa butter and cash. This has so got to be you, winking smiley. You complete me, David, off of Nuneaton.
Let's hear that bit of the song.
You know, baby, when I was taking my pantyhose out of their egg this evening, I thought, I'm going to find that man that is the right shade of bottle tan, a man that smells like cocoa butter and cash. Take me any way you like it.
That's me, my darling. Tom Deacon's here off of Sunday Nights on Radio 1. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Just popped in for a chat. Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, very well. Just checking how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm all good.
All good.
Been to Southampton lately, Mush?
Yeah, went down recently, Mush, hang out with the old boys.
New Mush.
Got a proper stomp on. Is that Bassett Hill?
I know Bassett Hill, yeah.
Yeah, it's a proper stomp on that.
Anyone in the...
It takes ages and you're knackered. And
area that isn't Southampton is really confused.
I'm good.
We always we normally have this chat off air. Yeah. But yeah, we just catch up on Southampton stuff. We can do it on air though, it's all good. Yeah. Right, listen, I want to sound you out about this. My friend Gary, unlucky Gary, nothing good ever happens. He's changing his name by deed poll because he doesn't like his surname.
What's his surname?
Bint.
Right.
So don't laugh.
I'm not laughing.
So
I may have laughed with my eyes, but not with my
So he's going to change it by deed poll. I've been asking for suggestions. What do you think to this one? I really like it. Gary McFly.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah?
Gary McFly.
Because people might think, like, Back to the Future rather than the boy group.
Yes, no, that's a good point. But hang on a minute, two Ys. Gary ends in a Y, McFly ends in a Y. Is that going to be a problem?
Gary McFly, I think it really suits, it rolls off.
Could he spell it with an I-E? And then Gary McFly.
Fly. Fly-y.
Well, fly, but then people will pronounce it, and then they'll go, no, it's McFly, and then they'll get into a discussion. It's like a...
It's an icebreaker.
It's an icebreaker conversation starter rather than Gary Bint, and they go... You know what I mean? They want to laugh, but can't.
So, McFly, M-C-F-L-I-E.
Yeah. Are you going to do it like capital M, like the Scottish, capital M, C, and then a capital F?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, all right.
And it is, you're right, it's a good conversation starter.
That's what you want with a name sometimes.
So it's McFly-y? No, actually, it's McFly.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Because some people you meet and you go, you've got a nice name, but it's a little tad, it's just a normal name and you feel disappointed.
Yeah.
When you meet someone who's got a cool name, you're like, hey, this is cool.
Hear what you're saying, Deacon.
Yeah.
All right, well, can we get the band involved in any way? I think Gary might be up for it. Mm. Let me just check. I just asked him if he would seriously change his name to Gary McFly. I'm just waiting for a text back. So I'll let you know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The good news is that the video of me slow dancing with Enrique Iglesias is now online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I didn't know this was going to happen earlier, I really didn't. But I was the surprise mega fan that was brought in to meet Enrique. Tom Deacon's still there. Do you want to have a look?
Yeah,
This is excruciating. I can't actually watch it. No!
I thought this was just a rumour.
No, it happened. And he said that he would, if he was. Right. So go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. We do the hero dance. It's all sorts of wrongness.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.